The book Godshot is set in a sort of apocalypse. Not a pandemic, but a severe drought. The characters seek answers in a charismatic cult leader. This is Chelsea Beaker's debut novel, and before we dig into the meat of the story, ask the author to make a case for reading fiction about tough times when so many people are struggling in real life right now.
I believe that fiction asks us to turn toward the difficult parts in our own lives and our own selves to try to find some sort of grace and life for ourselves beyond those difficulties.
Chelsea Beaker told me that after she went through a childhood trauma, she found solace in books that reflected hardship back at her.
Growing up, I was raised by two alcoholic parents, but mainly when I was 9, you know, my mother left and she didn't come back. And so I was dealing with this grief of this really confusing loss because she didn't die. It wasn't like I could really have any closure with that grief, but she had just left and she was existing somewhere else. So around 9, I was kind of forced to reckon with this loss that I didn't know how to categorize at the time. Now I know to call it grief and I have a language for it. But when I was a child, I wanted to find books that reflected that in some way.
So how do you explain the difference between the desire to reach for tragic stories that reflect a tragedy that we're living through and the desire to reach for joyous, escapist nonsense that takes our mind off it?
I actually think Godshot is really funny in its
own
way.
It is. I don't mean to portray it as not.
Yeah, but humor is actually really important to me. I think humor is a way that I dealt with my own grief and loss, and my family, you know, construct stories in a funny way. And so it's important for me in writing Godshot to have some really wacky details in there. And
give us an example.
Well, we have this really bleak landscape. You know, everything is dead. They're in this awful drought, but the grandmother is driving around in a magenta hearse and she's collecting taxidermy. And there's a lawn painter painting people's lawns neon green.
Do you know, that reminded me so much of a desert town in California that I visited years ago called Hemet that was so dry, people had concrete instead of lawn in front of their house, but they painted their concrete green.
Mm-hmm.
That detail has never left my mind. And when I read this in your book, it took me right back there.
Yeah, I think it's a reach for life in contrast amid the worst of circumstances.
Tell us about how the world of this book took shape in your mind. I mean, how did the notion of environmental catastrophe lead you to this cult that your main characters belong to?
I wanted those characters to have to grapple with the devastation of the land in a very deep way. And the way these people are handling it is through spiritual, you know, outlets. They're not looking to science. They're not looking to facts to explain what's happening around them. But they have this leader who's promising that if they behave a certain way, if they do certain things, they are in control somehow. They will please God and restore the land.
I just think about a problem that seems insurmountable and unsolvable and the desire to find a person who can provide an easy answer, whether it's do this spiritual practice and the problem will be solved, or treat your body in this way and it'll all be fixed. That seems universal, but like it's really proliferating right now, especially.
People want to feel like they're on the right track, that they're doing something meaningful in their lives. And also that perhaps when life is so dark and life is so devastated, like it is in this book in many ways, the promise of a future paradise is very alluring. And that's definitely what the characters in this book are being drawn to.
Yeah. You know, the book makes it clear that the blind obedience to a charismatic leader who has all the easy answers is not the way to address challenges that face the world today. I wonder, do you come away with an idea of what is?
I don't know that I have an answer for everyone in that sense. I think part of what Godshot is doing is that it's prompting us to ask questions and not to accept a package solution that seems to be rooted in this big group think. I think that's dangerous. And I think the characters in the book slowly realize that, and they do begin to question, they do begin to access their own curiosity and find their own answers. And I think that's important for all of us to do, to be critical thinkers and to not listen to just one voice.
Chelsea Beaker's debut novel is called Godshot. Thank you for talking with us about it.
Thank you so much, Ari. It was a pleasure.